Picture a young professional sitting across from his senior boss at Google, bracing for a reprimand about moonlighting. Instead, the conversation turns into career counseling about quitting. This wasn't fiction. It was Munaf Kapadia's reality in June 2015. For 8 months, he'd been running the Bori Kitchen, TBK, from his Mumbai home, serving his mother's exceptional Dawadi Bora cuisine to curious strangers every weekend. What started as a casual experiment, charging friends 700 rupees to experience home-cooked meals, had snowballed into something neither he nor his mother anticipated. Bollywood celebrities would soon queue at their doorstep, international airlines would feature their food, and Forbes India would name him among their 30 under 30. Yet the most radical part wasn't the accolades, it was the audacity of trading corporate security for culinary uncertainty in a culture where stable jobs are sacred. His journey would become a blueprint for a generation torn between paychecks and passion, proving that sometimes the riskiest move is also the most necessary. Munaf's MBA trajectory derailed after graduating from NIMIMS in 2011. 3 months as a Wrigley India management trainee in rural Mysore, convincing shopkeepers to stock chewing gum, taught him a crucial lesson. You can't authentically sell what you don't believe in. When Google India called, he took a 40% pay cut for Silicon Valley prestige. The entrepreneurial seed came from his father, Turab Kapadia, who'd built a successful plastics business starting with nothing but a handcart on Mumbai streets. This transformation from street vendor to business owner created a living template, dinner table conversations about real setbacks and hard-won victories, not textbook theory. The Bori Kitchen emerged almost accidentally in December 2014. What if friends paid to experience his mother's cooking? The first event featured aromatic kaju chicken with fresh paradas and mom's smoked mutton keema samosas. His father initially bristled at turning guests into customers, but the reframe worked. They weren't opening a restaurant, they were showcasing their community's culinary heritage. When his Google boss presented two scenarios, fail and return to corporate life, or succeed and embark on something different, Munaf understood viscerally that the things we don't do haunt us more than the things we do. TBK's magic lay in its immersive cultural journey. Dawoodi Bohras, a Shia Muslim community, developed distinctive cuisine blending Middle Eastern roots with Indian ingredients after their religious leadership moved from Yemen to Gujarat in 1567. The centerpiece was the thal, a massive 3-foot steel platter around which 7 or 8 guests sat cross-legged, often shoulder to shoulder with strangers. Meals followed strict tradition, beginning with salt, then alternating between karas, savory, and mithas, sweet, courses. The menu featured smoked mutton keema samosas, nariyal kebab, legendary ran in red masala, bohra dam biryani, and hand-churned sancha ice cream. Munaf explained each dish's cultural significance, transforming dinner into education. After hosting nearly 4,000 diners, roughly 90% non-Muslim, Munaf saw food as the most powerful cultural ambassador. Strangers became friends over shared plates, proving that breaking bread together breaks down barriers. Before launching TBK, Munaf created a distinctive brand using pseudo-Saudi font, balancing Islamic heritage with modern flair. Despite operating from their home kitchen, every detail received professional attention, elegant invites, sophisticated menus, polished communication. They charged $700 per seat initially, rising to $1,500 as demand grew, eventually reaching $3,500 to $6,000 for luxury collaborations. Rather than viewing their home as a limitation, Munaf transformed it into an exclusive asset. Strictly limiting bookings made TBK Mumbai's most coveted culinary event. Munaf's three-dimensional branding drove success: exceptional food, striking visuals, and emotional connection. Their social media strategy created organic buzz, offering signature Kajur chutney for Facebook check-ins, cultivating an exclusive Samosa Beta WhatsApp community, maximizing visibility through festivals. TBK accumulated 6 crore in media coverage without PR agencies, introducing Bora cuisine to mainstream audiences. The true genius was the multidimensional story, a mother-son bond, playful remote control battles, a son helping his mother discover purpose beyond household duties. This authentic narrative transformed TBK from dining experience into cultural phenomenon. After their May 2015 debut success, Munaf pushed for growth beyond home dining. A December 2015 Pune Music Festival gamble proved disastrous. Outsourcing production without his mother failed spectacularly. The kitchen was 4 hours away, their stall poorly positioned, and food quality plummeted. Seeking sustainable growth, Munaf pivoted to delivery with a cloud kitchen in Worli's BDD Chawl. He optimized the menu, mainstream items like samosas and biryani, with labor-intensive specialties as pre-orders. His thal in a box preserved the traditional experience with eating etiquette instructions. The kitchen faced relentless challenges: inconsistent quality, technical problems, devastating reviews. After several failed chef attempts, Munaf finally found someone who could execute his mother's recipes. But by December 2016, he was broke. The transition from a six-figure Google salary crushed him. Late one night, he suffered his first panic attack, the beginning of recurring episodes manifesting in skin disorders, digestive issues, and premature graying at 27. Munaf had fused his identity with TBK. Every negative review felt personal, every cancellation like rejection. After months suffering silently, he sought therapy. Just as he drafted closure announcements, Forbes India named him to their 30 under 30 list, validation wrapped in crushing pressure. Chef Ranveer Brar crystallized his dilemma. TBK is like a bicycle. Your PR pedal spins wildly while your operations pedal is stuck. By August 2019, TBK operated 5 delivery kitchens across Mumbai, averaging 200 orders daily, up from 25 in 2016. Monthly revenue grew from 6 lakh to 35 lakh, supported by over 40 employees. At their first town hall, seeing his entire team reminded Munaf of Google Mumbai's Christmas parties. While TBK still didn't pay him enough, and delivering biryanis didn't solve global warming, he felt immense pride creating employment for so many people. By late 2019, Munaf desperately needed Series A funding. A promising investor appreciated their brand's authenticity, but rejected their on-demand delivery model. When he approached existing investors for 1 crore, his 2 largest investors offered only 25 lakh, contingent on others contributing the remaining 75 lakh. None agreed. In December 2019, he stopped chasing valuations and outside money. He closed new outlets, let go of their central office and 70% of staff. With just 15 employees, including Kadir and Zahabia, they refocused on building a self-sustaining business, emphasizing large pre-orders, catering, and their signature home dining experience. When COVID-19 hit in March 2020, Munaf suspended operations, hoping for a brief lockdown. The temporary suspension became permanent. They couldn't maintain kitchen rentals or bring back staff. Surprisingly, he wasn't devastated. He'd learned not to fear failure, knowing he'd given TBK everything possible. In January 2020, visiting Google's Mumbai office with Zahabia, they met a senior colleague planning his own entrepreneurial journey, inspired by Munaf. Meeting ex-boss Vikas Agnihotri, who was leaving Google for SoftBank, Munaf realized TBK isn't his identity. The brand has become its own entity. The legacy he sought through scale and funding was already created, though not yet financially rewarding. The greatest irony? While the world believes TBK was born from a son helping his mother realize her dreams, it actually became about his mother helping him realize his, yet again. What began as a weekend project evolved into a journey of self-discovery, cultural celebration, and entrepreneurial growth. Success isn't always measured in revenue or valuations. Sometimes it's 4,000 strangers sitting shoulder to shoulder around a thal, discovering community. Sometimes it's a mother realizing her decades of cooking held value beyond family meals. The pandemic paused operations, but TBK's impact remains indelible. In a world obsessed with unicorns and exits, TBK proves the journey itself can be the destination. That building something meaningful matters more than building something massive. that sometimes quitting Google to sell samosas isn't crazy. It's the sanest thing you can do. After all, hashtag Bori food coma remains a dangerous affliction, and some risks are worth taking for the taste of purpose over profit.